starting you with the Marsh family, okay? If you haven't heard of the Marsh family, then you will have... I was going to say this side of 7 o'clock, but we could do it now. So the Marsh family are this musical family who are quite big on YouTube, but they should be absolutely massive. They've got like 30-odd thousand followers. And other people who have cats that do strange things have like 10 million followers. This family are amazing. Okay, they've written a song, and it's on YouTube, and we'll put it on our Instagram page just now. And it's to the tune of Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, but it's called Have the New Jab, all right? And it's A, it's brilliant. B, as we said, the most important song of last year was the Baked Potato song. This is already the most important song of this year. And here it comes.
I heard there was a rumour shed that COVID vaccines were unprepared or brewed to really censor and control you. Well, it goes like this, a fourth or fifth of people might have fought for this. They're thinking of opposing having new jobs. Have the new job, have the new job, have the new job, have the new job. Well, the scientists strong and they've yielded proof. Won't grow scales or camel's hooves. They duly checked with trials and then approved them. It's biological warfare. They broke all records but still took care. So please do not refuse to have the new jab. Have the new jab. Have the new jab. Have the new job. Have the new job. Well, maybe we all get misled. We see this poster, our walls are threat. They use conspiracy theories just to fool ya. It's not needle pricks to be scared about. It's the ones who put this nonsense out. Subside and it's a mistake and have the new job. 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 Why on earth would Bill Gates want to rule ya? And it's not a trick to get you spayed. It's not some change to our DNA. It's a COVID fighting weapon. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. View a protest voice, but other times we're part of something greater. So remember, this ain't just for you, you're just protecting others too. And every breath we save is hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
good is that? The Marsh Family. Share it with 10 people you know now. If you don't know where it is, go to our Instagram page. Just go to YouTube. Go to wherever. Front page of the Sun today. Vaccine booster as 140 a minute. Get the jab. Daily Mail front page. Hope in the post. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. The Marsh Family. So we kicked off the show today with a very, very special song. You know, there are some people in the UK even that think that the vaccine is a bad thing because they think it's a force for evil, because they think it's been meddled with and it's part of this huge strategy for baddies to take over us and then the world. But of course, it's not true. And the Marsh Family have written a song about it to the words of, to the tune of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's called Have the Flu Jab, Have the New Jab. And we're going to play it for you now. Okay, this is available to watch. It's even better to watch than to listen to. But radio doesn't have any. Well, we create pictures, we paint pictures. We're going to paint another one now with the Marshes, but we don't have pictures. So listen to it on the radio, then watch it on YouTube. This is already the most important song of this year.
I heard there was a rumour shed that COVID vaccines were unprepared or brewed to really censor and control you. Well, it goes like this, a fourth or fifth of people might have fought for this. They're thinking of opposing having new jobs. Have the new job, have the new job, have the new job, have the new job. Well, the scientists strong and they've yielded proof. Won't grow scales or camel's hooves. They duly checked with trials and then approved them. It's biological warfare. They broke all records but still took care. So please do not refuse to have the new jab. Have the new jab. Have the new jab. Have the new job. Have the new job. Well, maybe we all get misled. We see this poster, our WhatsApp thread. They use conspiracy theories just to fool ya. It's not needle pricks to be scared about. The ones who put this nonsense out. Subsidized mistake and have the new job. Have the new job. Want to rule ya? And it's not a trick to get you spayed. It's not some change to our DNA. It's a COVID fighting weapon. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new. View a protest voice, but other times we're part of something greater. So remember, this ain't just for you, you're just protecting others too. And every breath we save is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How good is that, Dave? What do you think from a muso's point of view? Come
awesome.
On. Awesome! Because you're in such a good mood today. Tell us. Exalt the virtues of that familial, useful, extraordinarily useful take on Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Well, it's very difficult to do such a good cover of any song, really, but especially a song as good as Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
And speaking from one who knows.
Well, I don't know about that, Chris.
No, about it being difficult.
Oh, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. You have to get the nuance of the song, the meaning of the song, the feeling of the song, the soul of the song, and they've kept all of that stuff and made it relevant to today. Brilliant and funny.
So relevant, though, isn't it?
Very good.
So the Marsh family, you can watch the Marsh family doing that. Dave, what is this about, right? You know, you've got your head down to the ground with the right kind of vibes here. How come the Marsh family, right, who are a family, they're a family, they're a normal family who did things like that. The two girls are singing there, and there are two sons as well, two brothers to the girls, a very talented mum as well. There are six of them in all. They've got their little doggy as well. I think the dog's called Wolf, isn't it? And they have this kind of husky dog that joins in sometimes. When they do their take on Queens Under Pressure, he begins it and ends it, the doggy. Have you seen that one?
No.
Okay. No, they're all, honestly, this family Unbelievable. By the way, the Marsh family, or anyone who knows the Marsh family, if you are already booked, there is a space for you, a place for you on all stages at all Carfest this year. That is Retro Carfest, Carfest North, Carfest South. That is the main stage, the Marsh family, to do whatever you want with for between 20 minutes and half an hour, you know, if you're not otherwise engaged, which you may well be by then. But here's my question, Dave. Mm-hmm. Right, as a man who knows about this stuff, how come they've only got 31,000 followers on YouTube when, like, you know, Mad Cat videos get 50 million? What's that about? Because they're really good and it's really funny. And what's not to like about this family?
It's true. I think the internet's a different beast entirely, isn't it? Talent doesn't necessarily mean you get anywhere on the internet.
Vassos, maybe we should get on the internet.
What?
Maybe we should get on the internet. Thank you, Dave.
It's a pleasure.
For another stellar pearl of wisdom.
My pleasure, Christopher.
Such a good meet today, Dave. Seriously. I don't know what he's having, but I want at least half of it. That's all it's going to take. Jack in Berry. Martin Oxford says, I just wanted to have heard the new jab, and it's superb. Really pulled on my heartstrings. Yes, watch this video by the Marsh family called Have the New Jab, and send it to share it with at least 10 people. Please do that. It's been watched by, I think, 500,000 people now-ish. I mean, Gangnam Style has been watched by 9 billion... It's been watched 9 billion times. There aren't 9 billion people on the planet, but it's watched by 9... it's been watched 9 billion times. This has been watched 500,000 times. And it's... A, it's brilliant. B, it's really funny. And C, it's the most important song of the year already. And it will continue to be so. I can't imagine... What would have to happen for somebody to have to write a song that's more important than this one? I have no idea. Okay, they're called the Marsh family. Watch them now. And please pay it forward. Sue in Edinburgh, so true as well. Brilliant video, Chris. Obviously, 10 out of 10 cute factor. Yeah, and also, 10 out of 10 talent factor. Joe in Brighton, it's definitely what we all need to hear right now, and it's so wholesome. If TFI Friday was on the air.
If TFI Friday was on the air this Friday, the Marsh family would actually take up all of it.
We'd cancel all the bands, and the Marsh family would just do every gig, every performance. Because that's what we would do on TFI Friday. The other thing we'd do on TFI Friday this week is we would have the Marsh family with a, look, we might have AC/DC on live or someone like that as well. We might have Paul McCartney sitting at the desk and playing a bit. We might have I don't know, we might have Rod Stewart behind the bar. We might make him the landlord for the week. We might, obviously, that's all de rigueur. TFI Friday's on the air. But we'd have the Marsh family with at least three main performances on the main stages, being treated like as the talent that they are and deserve to be treated like. But we would also have the bloke we became hooked on at the weekend on YouTube, who plays the glasses.
Oh, yeah, we know him.
Do you?
The guy that did Toto.
No, I mean, by the way, yes. But no, not him. This is like, this would be his sort of spiritual grandfather. This guy plays a range of glasses, but he plays like Beethoven's Fifth. And it's just, I'll get it for you. We'll play it for you next on the radio. Look, we're not on the telly at the moment. Never say never, by the way. Ian Katz, head of Channel 4. Good morning, Ian. How is the negotiation going for TFI Friday 25? All right, should we go back to the Marsh family? If you haven't heard the Marsh family, this is their take on Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah called Have the New Jab. Listen to the lyrics. How great are these human beings together as a family? And then watch their performance on YouTube. And then you are quite welcome to fall headfirst into a Marsh family wormhole, because they've done many, many songs on YouTube and they're all rather fabulous.
heard there was a rumor shed that COVID vaccines were unprepared or brewed to really censor and control you. Well, it goes like this, a fourth or fifth of people might have fought for this. They're thinking of opposing having new jobs. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Well, the scientists strong and they've yielded proof. You won't grow scales or camel's hooves. They duly checked with trials and then approved them. It's biological warfare. They broke all records but still took care. So please do not refuse to have the new jab. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Well, maybe we all get misled. We see this poster on WhatsApp thread. They use conspiracy theories just to fool ya. It's not needle pricks to be scared about. The ones who put this nonsense out. Subsidianist mistake and have the new job. Have the new job. Want to rule ya. And it's not a trick to get you spayed. It's not some change to our DNA. It's a COVID fighting weapon. Have the new job. 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 View a protest voice, but other times we're part of something greater. So remember, this ain't just for you, you're just protecting others too. And every breath we save is hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Marsh family, hats off to the Marshes. We'll play that every day this week. Already the most important song of the year. Gotta be, hasn't it? Let's hope it's the most important song of the year. Dave, you need to be in here, man. Come on. You mean? The first time I listened to the Marsh family song, I just burst into tears. Because it's such a clever song. It gets better and better and better. But there's such a... You can sense, you can feel the sincerity in it. And, you know... Their mum and dad obviously have this message to get across because they've done a few sort of COVID lockdown takes on famous songs to keep people's spirits up or get different messages across. And this one, you know, where some people have been brainwashed, you know, and you can't you can never blame the people who've been brainwashed. You've got to blame the brainwashers, who have been convinced that this jab is this. There's something suspect about, you know, evil. You know, strategically evil about this jab. Not just here, but everywhere in the world. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, and whoever wrote the words to this song, whether it's mom or dad or the whole family, because it's not just one headline joke. It's not just like a quick sort of skit, quick take on the situation, you know, a verse and a chorus. It's the whole blimmin' song. It's over 4 minutes long. And they tell the story of why you should have the new jab, but then why people aren't having it. And then the science behind it, you know, and then the sort of propaganda, the crazy fake news propaganda that's around the world. And it's all in this song. It's a work of genius. This song is transportable, you know, like the virus itself, it's transmissible around the world. And, you know, this should be massive in America. You know, James, I did email James Corden over the weekend, not directly, but indirectly, and said, James, you've got to get this on your show in America. You've got to get this out there because there's no better message than this right now. I don't think so. Should we play again? Why the heck not? Here we go.
I heard there was a rumour shed that COVID vaccines were unprepared or brewed to really censor and control you. Well, it goes like this, a fourth or fifth of people might have fought for this. They're thinking of opposing having new jobs. Have the new job, have the new job, have the new job, have the new job. Well, the science is strong and they've yielded proof. Won't grow scales or camel's hooves. They duly checked with trials and then approved them. It's biological warfare. They broke all records but still took care. So please do not refuse to have the new jab. Have the new jab. Have the new jab. Have the new job. Have the new job. Well, maybe we all get misled. We see this poster, our WhatsApp thread. They use conspiracy theories just to fool ya. It's not needle pricks to be scared about. The ones who put this nonsense out. Subside and it's a mistake and have the new job. 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 Why on earth would Bill Gates want to rule ya? And it's not a trick to get you spayed. It's not some change to our DNA. It's a COVID fighting weapon. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. View a protest voice, but other times we're part of something greater. So remember, this ain't just for you. You're just protecting others too.
watch it on YouTube. It's the fifth time we played it this morning. No apologies for that. We'll play it again before we go off the air at 10 o'clock. Just want you to spread the word, spread the vid, spread the link, share the love, share the laughter, share the levity, share the enlightenment. All right, talking of...